Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Last week, I was evaluating a new tool for my team. I killed the pitch in about 90 seconds.
That's efficient.
They presented a beautiful 12-month roadmap. Slick deck, AI features blooming out of every quarter. I let them finish. Then I said, okay, now show me your last 6 months of release notes. The room went quiet.
They didn't have them?
They had a change log. Three entries. One was a copyright update. That was the answer. The roadmap was fiction. The release notes told me what was actually true. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Today, why roadmaps are the wrong artifact to evaluate a vendor on, and what that means for how you tell your own product's story.
Here's what I've started doing every time I'm evaluating software for my team. I don't ask the vendor for the roadmap. I ask for two things: the last 6 months of public release notes and the velocity behind them. That's it.
Why those specifically?
Because release notes are a forensic record. They tell me how this product team actually behaves under pressure. Roadmaps tell me how they want to be seen.
Fair. But I'll push back. You can't compare release cadence one-to-one across categories. Enterprise software ships slower than a scale-up tool for real reasons. Security review, regression suites, change management at the customer side. You ship something weekly into a regulated bank, you get a phone call.
Totally. I'm not measuring vendors against an AI lab. I'm measuring them against their peers. If you're a mid-market SaaS company and your closest competitor shipped 20 meaningful releases in 6 months and you shipped four, that's a signal. Doesn't matter what your roadmap says.
That's reasonable. Cadence relative to peer set, not absolute.
Right. And I look at the shape of the releases. Real customer-facing improvements? Or reorganizing icons in the settings menu and calling it a release? The verbs in the changelog tell you everything.
Improved the X experience versus shipped Y capability. Two very different stories.
Exactly. And here's the pivot. If I'm doing this as a buyer, your customers will start doing it as buyers too. The way I'm evaluating vendors right now is how you get evaluated next year.
That should make people sit up.
Right. And I'm already seeing it in the other direction. Customers in my pipeline are starting to ask it back. What did you ship last quarter? Show me your release notes, not the roadmap. If your SEs can't answer that crisply, you lose the room.
And most can't.
Most can't. We checked. I asked three of my best SEs to summarize our last 6 months of releases in 2 minutes. None got past 2 months.
That's a problem you can solve in a week, though.
That's exactly the point. So here's the move I want to give SE leaders. This week, pull your own product's last 6 months of public release notes. Build a one-page narrative. What shipped? What got better? Where the cadence is. Then put it in front of every SE on your team.
One page?
One page, not a 40-slide deck. Headline by month, three bullets max. The story is, we ship, and here's what shipping has meant for customers like you. That's the story. Your SEs need to be able to tell it without looking at notes.
I like that. Have your SEs use it with their product managers too. Double duty, customer facing and internal alignment.
Yes. And when my team tells that story crisply, something shifts in their confidence. They stop selling what we'll have and start selling what we are. Two different postures.
Posture matters. I see SEs recite the roadmap chapter and verse, but ask what shipped 2 months ago and they hesitate. Buyers read that hesitation as weakness.
I want to walk back the one-page thing.
How so?
A static document goes stale the moment you ship anything. If the whole thesis is velocity, the artifact can't be a PDF. That's a contradiction.
Fair. What replaces it?
A live page. A URL your SEs open in any conversation. It compiles from your release feed and updates itself every time you ship. Customer asks, what did you do last quarter? You don't dig out a deck. You open the page.
And the build cost on that?
Anyone with a release feed and an LLM can scaffold it in an afternoon. The hard part isn't the build. It's having release notes useful enough that a customer-facing page can read from them.
So the artifact is downstream. The real work is upstream, in how your product team writes.
Right. The roadmap is a wish list. A live release page is the receipt. Customers want receipts.
And if your receipts are thin, you need to know that before your buyer figures it out for you. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.